Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave F. Schmidt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Wilson reaches second base with a double. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wathan for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave F. Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Otis reaches second base with a double. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Quirk moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. White moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Chuck Rainey now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. White scores. Geronimo moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geronimo scores. It's 7-0, Royals. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 2 in the game. Wei then takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Stapleton scores. It's 7-1, Royals. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Royals. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave F. Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Geronimo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stapleton fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Washington steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stapleton scores. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Royals. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. It's 7-5, Royals. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave F. Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from way then and he is safe. Remy steals second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Stapleton hits a fly ball towards left. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Remy scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Royals. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quirk moves to third. Bill Campbell now pitching. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then throws to Washington, and they have Rice in a rundown. The throw to Quirk, who applies the tag, and Rice is out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Gettman now catching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wei then fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.